Public agencies, private businesses, foundations, and nonprofit groups are constantly striving to inject life and energy into local communities. There's no one-size-fits-all formula for successful community development, but sometimes having the right person in the right place at the right time can make all the difference. It's early evening here at the Joe and Throw Co-op in downtown Fairmont. The business, a partnership between a pottery studio and a coffee and craft beer cafe, has only been open for about 2 months, but it's already attracting new people to downtown.
My name's Bob Lane. I'm a coffee roaster here in Fairmont, and I also work the coffee half of the Joe and Throw Co-op.
And my name is Michael Ray, and I'm a potter and pottery instructor here at the Joe and Throw Co-op.
These two guys met at a beard-growing contest, part of a celebration of the state's 150th birthday last year. They started setting up next to each other at the local farmers market and other venues, but they say they became partners in this bricks-and-mortar business because of Kate Green, executive director of Main Street Fairmont. Lane says Green connected them with an investor and helped get their business off the ground. He says she's very good at connecting key players.
A lot of us are here, but we just didn't know how to connect and like what we could do to really make our town better. It's nice to have a little direction there.
For her part, Green says it's all about relationship building, collaboration, and creativity.
We're a nonprofit, grassroots, so a huge portion of what we do has to be creative because we lack the resources otherwise. And so we're always looking for ways that people fit in and who can help us reach the end goal.
And that end goal, Green says, is a livable community, a sense of place and connection. Next door to Joe and Throw is another new business, All Things Herbal Local Market. Owner Krista Blaze says Green organized opportunities that helped her go from dreaming about opening a business to actually doing it.
Kate's been wonderful. I did the small business boot camp that they did early this winter, and then that kind of gave me the confidence to go ahead and get started.
All the pieces and partners are falling into place, says Green.
We are in a very unique situation right now in Fairmont where our community leaders have that vision. And they are ready to embrace every possible opportunity and move forward. And to have that going for us is pretty big.
Green says Fairmont has solid infrastructure for moving forward, a plentiful supply of historic and available buildings, and many, many creative people willing to get involved. She launched a weekly gathering, the 1230 Room, where those creative people can come pitch an idea and find partners. She says finding money is always a challenge, and she would like to see some state funding dedicated to Main Street programs across the state. Green grew up in Fairmont, but then moved to Montana. 2 years ago, she and her family returned to build their life in her hometown. Catherine Rosdick, Fairmont's Director of Planning and Development, says Green has brought a new energy to community development efforts, an energy that comes from Green's own sense of place and connection.
She's all about building up the community in which she lives, and Fairmont being her hometown, you know, you can kind of see that in the way that she acts and works and plays even.
The Marion County Chamber of Commerce has recognized Kate Green with its Visionary Award, an award that's not given every year. Chamber President Tina Shaw says it's only given under extraordinary circumstances. She says the energy and synergy downtown Fairmont is experiencing is something special, and she credits Green.
She works very well with outside groups. She works very well with her board, with the community, with businesses downtown. And I think she has a very calm effect of things are going to happen downtown.
And Green promises things are going to happen downtown.
This is a great place to be. And I keep telling everybody, I'm like, 2 years, you give us 2 more years and Fairmont will be, it'll be a whole new place.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Sarah Lowther Hensley in Fairmont.